Time Warner Audiobooks presents Four Blind Mice, written by James Patterson and read by Peter J. Fernandez and Michael Emerson.
Did you ever see such a sight in your life?
Prologue. The Blue Lady Murders. Chapter 1.
The district attorney for Cumberland County, North Carolina, Mark Sherman, pushed the old wooden captain's chair away from the prosecution table, and it made a harsh scraping eek in the nearly silent courtroom. Then Sherman rose and slowly approached the jury box, where nine women and three men, six white, six African-American, waited with anticipation to hear what he had to say. They liked Sherman. He knew that, even expected it. He also knew that he had already won this dramatic murder case, even without the stirring summation he was about to give. But he was going to give this closing anyway. He felt the need to see Sergeant Ellis Cooper held accountable for his crimes. The soldier had committed the most heinous and cowardly murders in the history of Cumberland County, North Carolina. The so-called Blue Lady Murders. The people in this county expected Sherman to punish Ellis Cooper, who happened to be a black man, and he wouldn't disappoint them. The district attorney began, "I've been doing this for a while, 17 years to be exact. In all that time, I have never encountered murders such as those committed in December last by the defendant, Sergeant Ellis Cooper. What began as a jealous rage aimed at one victim, Tanya Jackson..."